there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're bringing you a Kids Listen Summer Sampler. That's right, we're going to get some mini episodes to kick your summer off right from some of the best kids podcasts out there. And in the spirit of sampling summer, we're going to sample several What If questions for you. First, we've got a write-in from Avery who asks, what if JF Cat and Fred the Dog met a friendly sea serpent named Shauna that taught them how to swim? Then we had a patron named CJ who asked, what if everything that rhymed was true? And finally, we have this wonderful little question from Catalea.
My name is Catalea. I'm 8 years old. My What If World question is, what if dinosaurs had mermaid tails? Thank you. Bye.
So let's find out. What if dinosaurs had mermaid tails? What if everything that rhymed was true? And what if JF Cat and Fred the Dog met a friendly sea serpent named Shauna that taught them how to swim? Whew. JF Cat and Fred the Dog were having a lovely summer day at the beach.
When, boy, I don't know how to swim. I wish someone would teach me,
said Fred the Dog, clearly interrupting my narrative flow.
And then you were going to say how I'm Fred the Dog, whose tongue is too long for his mouth, which is why my voice sounds this way.
We've heard it all before.
Oh, hi, Jojo.
That's Jojo Fluffy Cat to you, a.k.a. JF Cat.
Sure, yes, I was going to tell the story then, if that's okay.
Oh, yay! It's Shauna the sea serpent. She can teach us how to swim.
And as Freddy spoke, an 80-foot-long sea serpent reared its giant head from the ocean. Her hair a beautiful mess of frothy seaweed. Her eyes a piercing yellow.
Okay, class. Today we're not going to wait for Mr. Eric's narration,
said Shauna sea serpent.
Instead, we're all going to jump right in the ocean and practice.
But I'm a cat. It's well established I don't like swimming.
Most people who don't like swimming simply haven't practiced enough.
Exactly, because I don't like it.
It's like she's not even listening.
But reluctantly, Fred the Dog and JF Cat jumped in the ocean.
Hey, I wasn't finished complaining.
Yeah, but we gotta keep this story moving, remember?
Using our own logic against us.
Yeah, well, I'm impressed. Shauna Sea Serpent had a class full of reluctant animals and wizards and witches and warlocks and even a few people. But there was one dinosaur on the beach who hadn't joined them in the water.
Yeah, give it up for Q-Rex. I don't go in the water. Cause now that I'm big, I've got a lot smarter. I don't need to swim to prove something to ya. I'm just gonna rhyme and then say a booyah.
Suit yourself,
said Shauna Sea Serpent, who had people and creatures hanging from all 80 feet of her fins, and wasn't really pushing to have a T-Rex join. And so it was that Q-Rex was left alone on the beach to build sandcastles and stomp around and spook a few seagulls, as the trepidatious crew of What If World characters seemed to be having more fun with Shauna Sea Serpent and seemed to be getting more confident with their swimming as they practiced.
It doesn't take a wizard to see that swimming is easy.
Did you say Zeezy? No, honey, it's just bragging.
Did you say dragon?
No, Dracomax, she's just clarifying.
Randall Radbot, are you afraid of flying?
I'm not teaching flying this week.
Did somebody say we're playing hide and seek?
And as the detective Alabaster Zero said hide and seek, suddenly he and all the other swimmers disappeared.
Which is a shame, because Mr. Eric didn't get to describe the jean jacket and cut-off shorts that I'm wearing as a bathing suit.
I think I had a chance to describe it and chose not to, but can you get back to hiding?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So as Alabaster Zero hid in his dungaree bathing suit, Q-Rex really felt fully alone. The sun was going down, and its light reflected off the waters in that blinding way it sometimes does right into the eyes of the mightily grumpy Tyrannosaurus.
Sunbeams in my eyes, an unwelcome surprise. Oh, what Q-Rex should have been wiser and worn a sun visor.
Suddenly, atop his enormous head appeared a sun visor. Q-Rex realized that it was the first day of summer, which of course meant on What If World it was
sunshine, sea slime, prime rhyme time. A once a year occurrence that happens on the first day of summer at the beach where everything that rhymes comes true.
Until the sun sets, of course.
What was that, Mr. Eric? I was busy thinking of a rhyme that would get me to swim. It's like splashing around meets going to the gym.
Oh, I was saying how, sunset is the end of sunshine, seaside. Ugh, I almost had it.
Sorry, I stopped listening. It's time for me to wish again. I wish I had a fishy fin so I could splish and splash with friends.
And Q-Rex's tail became a mermaid's tail. With fins on his little T-Rex arms, and one on his back, and even a convenient set of gills.
I'm gonna go find Fred and JF Cat. Show them all how I can swim, and then that will be that.
And Q-Rex, in his half-mermaid form. Well, is it possible to be a half-mermaid
mini-episode, Mr. Eric?
Right, let's keep moving. He dove into the ocean, looking for all of his friends who were playing hide-and-seek. But he didn't see a single one.
I guess it's not very safe to go hiding in the ocean. They must be back on land, slapping on some suntan lotion.
And Q-Rex came up out of the water, and sure enough, everyone was back on the land, but they weren't putting on suntan lotion, even though Q-Rex had rhymed it. You see, the sun was setting, and with it, Q-Rex's mermaid tail, fins, and gills disappeared.
So my wish was kind of useless, and I'm sinking kind of fast. I gotta stop making excuses and just learn to swim at last.
Q-Rex's last line was lost beneath the waves. His comparatively tiny T-Rex arms weren't doing him much good in the water. And there was Shauna Sea Serpent in an instant.
You know, step one of learning how to swim is sticking with a buddy who already knows how.
You think that you could be my twin buddy?
I think I already am, Q-Rex.
And as Q-Rex was brought back to shore, all of his friends came to check on him and help him dry off.
As first lessons go, that was pretty much humbling. So now I'll practice with a friend and be less afraid of stumbling. And that's why you never play hide and seek in the water.
No, the lesson's about learning how to swim.
Oh, it's a short story. It doesn't need a lesson.
The end.
So the lesson is that not everything needs a lesson.
Exactly, yeah.
Catalia, CJ, and Avery, thank you for your questions, and I hope you all enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home for sticking around to listen to the rest of the Kids Listen Summer Sampler. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.
The Lorax.